I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your fantasy season doesn't end after your draft. The Fantasy Football Today podcast is going to get you through the season and to a championship. Fantasy Football Today, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network, has episodes every single day. Waiver wire, trade talk, starter sit, mailbags, and more. If you want to win your league, you need to listen to Fantasy Football Today. Follow and listen to Fantasy Football Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We are live inside the Ticketmaster Studios at Flowery Branch. Today, we hope to bring you some answers. And look, Coach has answered a lot of questions. He has not answered the questions that Mike are going to present and I are going to present to him. We will have some new things for him to discuss. We're going to do that here, hopefully within the hour. He's going to join us a little bit later on this hour. They are on the practice field. A nasty day outside in the ATL today, so they're inside today, Mike. But he's going to join us, and I know we've been talking about it and looking forward to that all week. Our player segment as well, as we'll grab a player coming up here from Flowery Branch.
We asked the listeners today on Twitter. Carl has put him up. C-Dukes, I'm Mike Bell, ATL. I said, hey, give us questions. I wrote parentheses. Legitimate questions for Coach Ricky Morris.
Yeah.
We'll ask some of those legitimate questions you guys want answered, and the illegitimate questions we'll discuss in Guy Talk about 4:40.
All right, and I know there are a lot of people having a lot of fun with the questioning of what is going on with our franchise.
They just want to win. You know what I mean? We're everybody's frustrated. I can imagine down the hallway they're frustrated. But Carl, I mean, how does this coaching staff fix it? That's literally the $64,000 question, isn't it, this week? How do you fix it?
Yeah.
How do you not play down to a poor opponent? Or in this case, do we expect you to play up to a good opponent?
It's funny because Terry Fontenot literally just walked by moments ago, the general manager, on his way to practice. And, yes, he goes to practices. For those who wonder, does he just sit in his office? And he was very cordial and just, hey, fellas, what's going on? The point I'm making is, guys, they're not walking around with their heads down up here, okay? Two losses doesn't mean the season is over, even though I told you it feels that way because of these lackluster performances. But nobody up here is going to do that. But it doesn't mean that we're going to play well on Sunday. Because even when we've talked about this, hey, everything looks good. Everybody's talking, you know, in the right way. It's a positive attitude. And then we come out and lay an egg. You know, we come out and wet the bed. So I don't know what to expect on Sunday. I cannot sit here and tell you that because Terry's in a good mood and people are saying, hey, we're going to get back on the right track, and maybe they do, then it doesn't mean that we don't do just the opposite of that. Either way, we'll try to get down to some of the bottom of this and some answers here while we're here today at Flowery Branch. Also, Wes Durham's going to join us, the voice of our Atlanta Falcons, as he does on a weekly basis. We'll talk to him about some college stuff as well, as we always mix in NFL and college. Mike, today on the pre-show, and if you missed it, we went a little bit early. I had some things to do, and we jumped in because we have to get up here to Flowery Branch.
Right.
But, you know, we spent a lot of time, as we normally do, especially coming off the loss on the Falcons and are looking forward to our trip up here. But you keep bringing up how good this Patriots defense is, specifically against the run. And this may be the best run defense we've seen all season. Forget about the Bills, guys. Like, we destroyed them. They were not the best run defense. This is going to be that defense that could really lock us down. And then what? Then what happens?
It gets us into the dreaded where's plan B, something we did ask Coach about last week. We'll try to ask him again about it this week. Guys, we can only ask the questions. You know, if he doesn't answer, I mean, we can press, but that's about as good as it gets. But, yeah, how do you not have a plan B? Now, part of it is, and something that Dave Archer brought up yesterday is, you know, I want more Pitts. You know, Pitts had like 9 targets. I could use like the Jamar Chase approach with Joe Flacco. Give him 20.
Right.
But the problem is when you're 3 and out, 3 and out, 3 and out, and you only start getting some traction with the run game in the second half, and then Bijan fumbles, that's it. So, I mean, look, I'm as mad about Zach Robinson. I still don't like Zach Robinson's play calling. But when you don't have the volume and you don't have the chances to do all those things you wanted to, Carl, maybe and some of the new wrinkles in your playbook, because you can't even get to square one, you're screwed. The other aspect of this is, if we can't score up in New England, they're going to run it right down our throat the way Miami did. Because then Miami pivoted to their game plan, right? High percentage crossing routes, yep. High percentage throws, exploiting J.D. Bertrand. We've got to ask Coach about that. How do we improve that part of our defense? But New England would just run it down our throat with two decent running backs.
I want you to hear Raheem talk about getting back to running the ball, because, look, this is going to be pretty simple. First quarter, if we're not effective in running the football, this game's going to take a different turn. And the reason why I say that is because, to Mike's point, we haven't been able to effectively go to the other plan and exploit the defense enough that they come out of doing what they do. Like, we can go and throw the football around, which I think Michael Penix obviously is capable of, but we haven't had that kind of success. Guys, he's only had one 300-yard game. Mm. One. So he missed last week. He's coming off of this behind-the-knee injury thing that we are still kind of like, what the hell is it? And I don't know if he's going to be capable up there in New England to throw it around the yard like that. But this is where you've got to be ready. Hey, if we're not able to run the ball, what are we doing on Sunday? How do we attack this Patriots defense? And more importantly, put them on their heels. Here's what Ross said about running the football.
Yeah, you meet on everything every single week, and obviously the last 2 weeks are, you know, different situations, different set of situations, I should say. We got to get our run game going, and if we can get those things going, that usually is our lifeline of everything that we do, whether it be running the ball, passing the ball, whatever the case may be. That's not our lifeline. And we get that going, we're really good offense. And we don't get that going, we look like we did yesterday, where you don't have a chance to maintain possession, you don't have to have the chance to keep it. That's part of our game, that's part of what we do, how we want to manage our games. That helps our defense get better, everything get better. So, really, we got to get our lifeline going. Really, that's the honest truth. We got to play better up front, and we got to give those guys more opportunities. And then when we do get the opportunities, we got to hold on to the football.
Everything we just talked about. I mean, you can't get into the, Carl, let's be honest, the garden. You get your garden variety plays, but the stuff that maybe is an exotic, unscouted look, if you can't hold the football for more than a three and out. Zach Robinson was asked today, and I just missed the press conference. I wanted to get in there. I'm sorry. Some of you guys got to learn how to drive in the rain, Carl. You can go more than 55. I digress. But anyway, Zach Robinson was
talking. Got to be careful, Mike. Got to be careful.
And don't put, if you're putting your hazard lights on, just stay in the house. If you put your hazard lights on, just stay in the house. You with me on that?
I want to make sure you guys can see
just
me.
Go park under the overpass and wait till it stops. In this case, wait 6 hours.
What if you don't see me braking, just
you know
in
what?
Case?
And by the way, Carl, the AAA says hazard lights are dangerous.
They do.
You can't
they
actually
do.
Check the difference between a brake light.
That's true.
And the hazard.
So you're right.
You folks are screwing it up. Anyway, I digress. Had I been in the room, I'd have asked some more questions. He was asked about the run game. Zach Robinson said, in the run game, we want to identify everybody who's down in the box. It's our job to make sure everybody is on the same page with what the right calls are. That we have the right look. So is that Ryan Neusel? Is that the quarterback? What are we talking about there?
A little bit of both. Ryan Neusel's our center. He's the guy that's going to point out linebacker, middle backer, weak side. He's pointing to guys that potentially may be coming and what their responsibilities are with different calls. But it's also on the quarterback to see that.
And Kirk Cousins wasn't really up for anything.
No, it's also on the quarterback. Absolutely, Mike. Here's my concern, guys. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We're live at Flowery Branch today. And, look, we are excited to talk to Coach because hopefully he can dive in with us a little bit more than he does at these pressers. Coach takes questions, he answers the questions, and it's the next question, right? It's the next reporter. He's obviously more comfortable with us. You guys have listened all season. You know the deal. You've listened last 2 years. And hopefully he'll open up a little bit, and we're hoping that's the case. But the thing that worries me is I don't know if we're built to come from behind. When the run game goes away, I want you to think about this, okay? Dolphins game was a prime example. And I don't care if it was Kirk Cousins. I said this in our post last week after the game. The quarterback hasn't mattered. It doesn't matter who the quarterback is. But we're down in that game. You need to throw it around the yard. We can't. 49ers game, right? It's a game until it wasn't, but when you needed to make those pass plays, you couldn't. We've been behind in those two games. The games we've been in control of, Washington, the Bills,
right.
Those games look different because we weren't coming from behind. We weren't showing up against the Panthers or the Carolina Panthers, so that game doesn't even count. Vikings, we're in control, right? Bucks game, first game of the season. It's hard to look at that game now,
right.
But it went back and forth. What I'm learning right now, though, is, Mike, we're down 10 points, 2 touchdowns. We might be in trouble.
Well, that's just it, especially then you take in the time of possession where I think if the Patriots get up by more than 7, if it's a 10-point lead, they run it all day. They eat and clock, and everything we just talked about in Dolphins happens all over again. You know, the run game. The run game is our life's blood. It keeps the other guys off the field. Everything should flow from it. The play action, look, I'll die on the hill of hating the pistol. Arch breaks my balls about it every week. It's our offense. It ain't going to change. But here's one interesting thing that Zach Robinson said to the media, speaking of which. He goes, we've actually seen simpler looks than they've expected, Carl, from defense. That makes it more frustrating that we can own these looks. We can't anticipate what's coming. We got to get it cleaned up fast. So in other words, they're not executing.
No, they're not.
So, I mean, so then you didn't draft the right guys and you're not coaching them up. Either you didn't draft the right players and we don't have a good enough team if that's the case. Last year we were – the same crew got to 6-3.
Yeah.
Same crew got to 6-3. So I don't know what to make of it. So the pivot, the plan B, the plan C in some cases, you know, and we'll see. Again, Morris said that Cousins got the big portion of the reps last week. He's expecting Michael Penix Jr.
to do it,
to be the guy getting the majority. So, again, it's got to be him. He also said Storm Norton will be in competition for starting at right tackle. He still says provided he's healthy, so still not 100%.
Yeah, it's been a couple of weeks. They're working him back. At this point, give me the best option, right? If it's Elijah, great. If it's not, Storm Norton needs to step in there. Guys, when you talk about these possessions, you're talking about last week, for example, Dolphins ran 65 plays. We ran 49. You don't win games that way. So when Mike's talks about these possessions and time of possession, 37 minutes they had the ball.
And variety of play calling, because you all want what we want, and then you don't have it. Because now, okay, you run. If you get stymied, they're stopping the run. Now you're behind the sticks. Now it's 2nd and 9, 2nd and 10. Okay, you don't get that incompletion. Now it's 3rd and long. Game over.
Yes, because they can pin their ears back.
Correct.
And we haven't shown the ability to scare you enough with catching the ball in the routes that we're running. We had it for 22 minutes. Those are the things that we're talking about. And when you say, all right, amount of plays, time of possession, you're not running the football, that's an L. You can just chalk it up. Those are symptoms, right? I just went to the doctor again today, Mike. Those are symptoms. You go, oh, this is not moving in the right direction. If I told you time of possession is not ours on Sunday night, if I told you that they run almost double the amount of plays that we run, those things add up. And so if you're running the ball, to Mike's point, short third downs, you're moving the chains, you're scoring red zone touchdowns, not field goals. That changes the complexity of this, and that's what this OC has to fix.
And they were really kind of scared of Tua throwing the football in their own game plan.
Duh.
It was really high percentage stuff that was dependent on yards after the catch, which they gave because our linebackers weren't up to the task. To Carl's point, 11 rushing first downs to 3.
Embarrassing.
And we're the running team, and they're the worst run defense. By the way, penalties. We didn't really talk about penalties on Monday.
What was it, 8?
88 penalties for 76 yards, twice as many penalties as the Dolphins. 2 of 11 on third down. You know, it's just absolute train wreck. As far as all the things you're trying to get into a rhythm, you got no shot. And then when you did have plays to be made, Kirk Cousins couldn't make them. So any trade value for Kirk Cousins is negligible. The only hope you have is that somebody loses a quarterback this week because the trade deadline is next week.
He ain't going nowhere.
And he's not going anywhere. And not that you'd get anything for him anyway.
That's the issue, Mike. I mean, like, if you want to give him away, they could have did that already. The hope was, again, we'll play Cousins last week. Let's see. The best situation for us last week would have been, first of all, us winning.
Right.
Secondly, Cousins throws for 400 yards last week. Because then everybody would have went, oh, he is 100% healthy. Look at what he did for it.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your fantasy season doesn't end after your draft. The Fantasy Football Today podcast is going to get you through the season and to a championship. Fantasy Football Today, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network, has episodes every single day. Waiver wire, trade talk, starter sit, mailbags, and more. If you want to win your league, you need to listen to Fantasy Football Today. Follow and listen to Fantasy Football Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Atlanta, teams that were not interested may have become interested. None of that happened. He looked like he didn't know what the hell he was doing.
No, everybody's around the country saying what you said. He looks washed. Now, we can only go by what the coaching staff told us. They said he got reps. He got the majority of reps. They gave, you know, kind of lip service to Penix. We did see the video of Penix throwing the ball, but they knew pretty early in the week Kirk Cousins was going to be the starting quarterback, and he did not respond. So there's no market. The only market would be, as you said, just to get him off, and you get a 6-round pick for him, and no one's going to. And by the way, you're still eating the contract because no one's going to take anything but Penix. bangs on the dollar on that deal.
We are live at Flowery today, guys. Lots to get to between now and 6 o'clock. Player segment as well today. Stick around and find out who that is going to be. This hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let Wise Guys lights brighten your holidays this year. It's Dukes and Bell.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your fantasy season doesn't end after your draft. The Fantasy Football Today podcast is going to get you through the season and to a championship. Fantasy Football Today, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network, has episodes every single day. Waiver wire, trade talk, starter sit, mailbags, and more. If you want to win your league, you need to listen to Fantasy Football Today. Follow and listen to Fantasy Football Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.